Thanks for joining us on Morning Edition. I'm Angela King. Spring officially begins March 20th, but winter is reminding us it's not quite done with us yet. Case in point, Tuesday's lowland snow. So what can we expect for the rest of the season and beyond? Let's turn to state climatologist Nick Bond for the answer. Nick, glad to have you this morning.
Oh, well, sure thing.
So we are winding down what was, our third consecutive La Nina. La Ninas here tend to produce wetter and cooler weather. So how did this one stack up? Was it all that you anticipated, or was it kind of a dud?
Well, certainly the month of January was kind of a dud. Usually after the first of the year during La Nina winters, we tend to have some cool, wet weather. Not the case this past January, but looking ahead to February into March, we should have a return of more normal weather, growth in the snowpack, which we can use in the mountains. And here's hoping that that snowpack comes around, because it's, you know, there's some places that we could use a little bit more.
Okay. And I framed the question that way because the U.S. Drought Monitor says a decent portion of the state, including parts of the Puget Sound area, are still abnormally dry.
Yes, that reflects more kind of multi-year precipitation deficits. I think that's especially the case kind of in the, in the central part of the state, in the Cascades and so forth. We're not looking at any major drought problems for the state as a whole coming up, but it does reflect what's happened the last few years.
Okay. You know, getting back to the La Nina, not creating the splash that many here were anticipating this time around, but California has just been getting walloped with rain. Folks down there wondering if this is kind of a Freaky Friday scenario with swapping traditional weather patterns.
Yeah, that's a great point, in that the wet and stormy weather they had from the end of December well into January was much more consistent with an El Nino situation in the tropical Pacific rather than La Nina. I think it's going to be our turn with some storms coming out of the Gulf of Alaska into the Pacific Northwest over the course of February into March. And then later on in the spring, probably drying out and warming up to an extent relative to seasonal norms.
Okay. Any concerns then? Because you're bringing back memories of the spring of 2021. That was said to be the second driest spring on record. But you're saying the forecast model showing we're going to be okay?
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay in terms of water supplies. You make a great point about what it was like two springs ago with it warm and dry, which kind of set the stage for some problems the following summer, and, you know, maybe even the heat wave that occurred at the end of June. Last year, of course, we had a very cool and wet spring. We simply don't know for sure, of course, how the spring's going to turn out. But right now, the indications are just probably a bit on the warm and dry side. Most of the summers we've had in the last couple of decades have been on the warm side.
Hmm. So when you say warm, are we talking about potential for more record-breaking heat?
Oh, boy. Now you're putting me on the spot. So, yeah, we can't really say too much about those kind of on the event scale. But certainly when overall it's warmer, then when one of those situations comes along, conceivably it could get quite hot.
Okay. And what about ocean warming patterns? Are you seeing anything there that's standing out on the proverbial radar?
Yeah, there in terms of the tropical Pacific, by this summer, it looks like an equal chance of neutral conditions or actually El Nino developing. And a little bit more likely, El Nino will be present than neutral conditions next winter. Arguably, that's getting way ahead of ourselves. And so that's what we're looking at in the tropics. Off our coast, the temperature should be close to normal right near the coast, but warmer further offshore. And that warmth will probably nudge a little closer to the coast as the summer goes on. It doesn't look like an extreme sort of temperature anomaly there, but something we'll certainly be watching.
All right. And something we will definitely follow up with you on. State climatologist Nick Bond, thanks as always for your time.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.